The Skull and Bones Society is founded in 1832 by 15 seniors at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut. They establish a secret society with rules and rituals that remain unchanged to this day.
Well, secrecy has always been extremely important to Skull and Bones, but there's been a schizophrenic kind of aspect to it. For instance, you know, throughout the early 1900s, the New York Times would often publish, sometimes on the front page, the names of the new Skull and Bones initiates. And the Yale class books would, up until the 1960s, publish the names of each class of Skull and Bones. Still, even though their identities were known, what they did inside the tomb was still supposed to be top secret.
The tomb is the Skull and Bones Clubhouse, a three-story, almost windowless brownstone on High Street.
When I was an undergraduate, and I lived next to it, it's a very spooky kind of place, and you could project all sorts of fantasies about what sort of spooky and horrific things were going on inside, just from the sense it gave of the intimidating kind of aura it had.
10 years after he graduates in 1968, Ron Rosenbaum sets out to penetrate the confines of this secret society.
You would hear all sorts of stories about the initiations that went on, the kind of horrific psychodramas that they would put the initiates through. You were supposed to be able to hear screams, blood-curdling screams coming out of the tomb of Skull and Bones. And there were tales of strange sexual